Hello everyone, I welcome you today to an episode on podcast. I'm your host Dr. Kajri, MD in Ayurveda, your integrative health expert, and I'm here to raise awareness about Ayurveda. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want to find out more info about Ayurveda, please visit www.enayurveda.com. This audio info is not intended to medical advice. So guys, stay tuned in and please subscribe. Hey, after the great success of our season 1 episodes of EN Ayurveda podcasts, we have come up with season 2 episodes which are related to the Ayurveda pharmaceutical dosage forms of medicines. So yes, in this episode I'm going to talk about the most potent dosage form in Ayurveda, explained as Swarasa, which means the expressed juice of an herb or drug. There are many such dosage forms explained in the Ayurveda classical texts. I'm going to talk about Swarasa, that is the expressed juice of herbs. Swarasa iti sadhyurasa. Swarasa is the freshly extracted juice of a plant or a specific plant part. Mechanically expressed juice of a plant is also called as Swarasa. There are different methods employed for Swarasa extraction. Like for example, few juices are extracted with the help of heat and few are extracted without help of heat. For freshly collected herbs, the juice strained through a clean cloth by freshly collected and properly pounded herb. So, the herb is collected, cleaned, pounded and later strained through a clean cloth to obtain this swarasa, that is the freshly prepared juice. In case of dry drugs, here one part of herb is taken and it is being kept soaked overnight in the double quantity of water, and next morning it is macerated well and filtered through a cloth. Also, when we talk about the very hard herbs, so for them there is a different procedure which has been explained, where one part of this herb or coarse powder of the herb is taken and added with 8 times of water. Later this is boiled and reduced to 1/4 on a mild to moderate fire to obtain the extracted juice or swarasa. Similarly, if there are more harder herbs which require some kind of heat, and later they give you the juice out of it. So there are various procedures. We are not going much in detail of those procedures, but this is just a gist about it, where I'm just telling you how you're going to obtain the swarasa. So talking about the shelf life of swarasa, let me tell you guys, all the swarasa's preparations are meant only for instant use. They are used soon after they are prepared. So immediately you take out a swarasa out of any herb, you are going to consume it. Because if you consume it in later stages, definitely it's not going to be very potent. And let me tell you, this is the most potent dosage form of which will give you the more or the most effect out of this herb, whichever is required. For example, let me tell you, we have, for example, like Adrak Swarasa, Tulsi Swaras, Shatavari or Ghritakumari Swaras. Then we have Shunti, Tutapaka Swaras, and like this you can extract a number of juices or swarasas out of different herbs depending upon the condition of the client or the patient. And definitely this is not just given to be taken along with water always. It is not just given single, or it's not given in a single form, but you need to have that anupan or vehicle along with this swarasa. Also, this swarasa is given as an anupan along with some other medicines or medications. So this is all about Swarasa, which I have told you today in this episode. So stay tuned in to know more about other dosage forms in my upcoming episodes. Till then, take care, bye-bye, stay fit and stay healthy. Have a nice day.